Gabrick to Kopitar to Gabrick, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, and scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are John Rosen and Darrell Evans.
Back here at Bridgestone Arena, the Kings celebrating a 2-1 overtime win over the Nashville Predators. Another exciting game on the road. We're about to make the move back to the studios and into the post-game show with the help of two men in a truck, the official movers of the LA Kings broadcast. As Tanner Pearson comes away with his second game-winning goal in overtime on this road trip, Kings finish up this trip 3-3-1. They didn't have Quick for three of those games. They didn't have Gabrick for four. They did not have Kopitar here this evening. This was a tough trip. It started in Boston. You change the time zones. Games in Washington against the New York Islanders, New York Rangers, in St. Louis, in Nashville. There are teams on this trip that will be having a say in the Stanley Cup playoffs that the Kings weathered some of it. Of course, you're an end-result-oriented type team. You want to be a 500. You don't want to be a 500 team. 500 does not get you into the playoffs. But considering the circumstances, this was a very, very big 2 points for the LA Kings. In their 58th game of the season, they moved to 34-20-4 on the year. Now with 72 points, they have a four-point lead over the Anaheim Ducks and a five-point lead over the San Jose Sharks, though both teams do have a game in hand now on the Kings, as Nashville in their 59th game of the season falls to 27-21-11 with 65 points. And this was the type of a game. The Kings were not going to win this one 5-4. Would not be the type of overtime win that you would have seen back in against the New York Rangers. This was going to be a game where if the Kings were going to win without some of their top offensive pieces, it was going to have to be one of those 2-1 type wins, and that's exactly what they were able to accomplish here today. Time now for the three stars of the game selected by the Nashville media. Number three star of the game for the Kings, number 32, Jonathan Quick. Quick was excellent here this evening as he stopped 33 of 34 shots and comes away with the number three star. Number two star of the game, Pekka Rinne for the Nashville Predators. He stopped 28 out of 30. And the number one star of the game, Tanner Pearson. Second time on the trip that he comes away with the overtime game winner. And for Pearson, who saw lots of time down the stretch, good action. Ends up with three shots on goal, six shot attempts, also issued two hits. And you look at where Pearson was when this trip started out. Didn't play the first two games of the trip. You know, there were some questions about his production, his offensive output recently. And then he comes back in, inserted into the game against the New York Rangers, comes up with the overtime game winner, and wins this one here in overtime tonight against the Nashville Predators. We're going to continue this here, Kings fans. But before we go any farther, I want to remind you that the Kings win tonight means that you get 50% off regular menu price online orders tomorrow at Papa John's. Just enter promo code KINGS at papajohns.com. It's available at participating Los Angeles area locations. Another break here, Kings fans. We're going to come back with the highlights in this one as we continue. Those highlights, of course, the Rusnak Pasadena Audi highlights here on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
The home of Kings hockey.
790 KABC.
Back here at Bridgestone Arena, the Kings 2-1 winners over the Nashville Predators. The second of three meetings this season between the teams. The Kings, by the way, won the season series with this overtime game winner from Tanner Pearson this evening. Both wins against Nashville have come in OT. Kings now 2-0 against a team that, if the playoffs were to start today, would be their first-round playoff opponent. But we have a lot of hockey to play. 58 games in the books, 24 remaining. Jumping now into the Rusnak Pasadena Audi highlights, the Kings, again, without some offensive pieces, these two teams are teams that rely on goal scorers from the back end. Predators lead the league in goals coming from defensemen. Kings also a top-five team in that category, and wouldn't you know it, in the first period, the Kings able to cash in early on a shot from the blue line.
Offensive zone draw, Kings win it. Muzzin, top of the point. Wrist shot, scored!
Jake Muzzin, and the Kings take a 1-0 lead.
Muzzin seventh from King and Shore at 15:57. Shore won the faceoff. King got a stick on it to Muzzin. There are bodies in front. Nick Shore as well as Trevor Lewis creating a screen there, taking away Pekka Rinne's eyes as L.A. at even strength able to take that 1-0 lead. Just under 5 minutes later, though, the Predators got a goal from a defenseman, but it was one very close to the front of the net. Ekholm over the far side of the ice, centering feet down low. Once again, Martinez blocks a shot, loose out in front, shot, score. Ryan Ellis jumping into the play, and this game is tied up at one. Ellis is seventh from Neal and Fisher at 19:33 of the first period. That came on the power play. A little bit of a broken play there as a centering feed was blocked by Alec Martinez. It was then sent over to the near post, a little bit wide of Jonathan Quick, where Ryan Ellis brought it out in front of the net using his stick and then just tapped it into the open net himself. Again, Ellis is seventh from Neal and Fisher at 19:33. Shots on goal in the first for the Kings, 4, and for the Nashville Predators, 12. No scoring in the second. Kings with 14 shots for a two-period total of 18. For the Predators, 11 for a two-period total of 23. And then for the LA Kings in the third, Darrell Evans kept saying about what he was liking. The Kings were getting that zone time, better zone exits, better offensive chances in that third period. But still no scoring for the Kings, 11 third-period shots for a three-period total of 29. And the Predators, 10 shots for a three-period total of 33. And then the Kings in overtime after Jonathan Quick had made a save back in their end of the ice. Alec Martinez able to lead a rush that led towards that game-winning goal. Now it's sent over to the right side of the ice. Pearson has an overtime game winner on this trip to the tops of the circles. Pearson shoots. He scores! Tanner Pearson, another overtime game winner. And the Kings, with a gutsy effort, win 2-1 in Nashville. And for Pearson, his eighth from Martinez. And that came 1:18 into OT. As Martinez led Pearson up along the right side of the ice, as Pearson cut towards the tops of the circles and drifting to his left, just from the outside there, the red paint of that left circle, able to snap one in on goal, beating Pekka Rinne blocker side. And again, Tanner Pearson, somebody that came into this trip with somebody who did not even get into the first couple of games on this road trip. And then all he does is provide a couple of game winners for this Kings team, but still looking to find some of those goals as well during regulation play to boot. Tanner Pearson, the game winner here this evening, and we're going to continue talking about it in just a little bit here, Kings fans. Thanks again for tuning in. A little bit more coming up. We'll have some out-of-town scores for you, too, right after this on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Kings Hockey Now.
McIntyre in the morning,
Monday at 5.
790
KABC.
Back here at Bridgestone Arena. Kings 2-1 overtime winners over the Nashville Predators. The game-winning overtime goal from Tanner Pearson, his second of the trip. And we've got to wrap up the broadcast and get out of here fairly quickly, because Kings have a plane to catch here and head back to Los Angeles. For the first time, this trip started 13 days ago as L.A. Left for Boston the day after the Super Bowl. And will be able to sleep in their own beds tonight and perhaps enjoy a day off here tomorrow. Before we go any farther, though, time now for the out-of-town scores here. As looking around the National Hockey League, these games still in action. St. Louis on the road at Arizona, 4-3 lead over the Coyotes. Colorado. Kings help out the Colorado Avalanche just a little bit. They entered play tonight tied with Nashville. Colorado in the second, leading the Edmonton Oilers 2-1. The rest of the games, though, are finals. Starting, of course, with the Tampa Bay at Pittsburgh game. Lightning doubling up the Penguins on the road 4-2. Relying on four different goal scorers, including one from Steven Stamkos. In a shootout, Ottawa 3-2 winners over the Detroit Red Wings. As Craig Anderson with a win in that one. Peter Mrazek, 25 saves in the loss. New Jersey went into Washington. They had an early lead, but fell. Final score 4-3 in favor of the Washington Capitals. The Philadelphia Flyers in overtime going into Toronto and winning against the Maple Leafs. Goals from Braden Schenn, Luke's brother, former King, Jacob Voracek, Matt Reeds, Sam Gagner, and Shane Gostisbehere. As for Toronto, Byron Fraze, Nick Spaulding, former Predator, Peter Holland, and Sean Mathias. Also, continuing with finals, Florida, two goals from Jaromir Jagr to move past Brett Hull in the all-time goals list. 3-1 Panthers at home over the Jets. And Boston getting three third-period goals, three insurance goals, as they go into Dallas and beat the Dallas Stars by a 7-3 count. Brad Marchand with a couple of goals, and he is having one heck of a season for Boston. Of course, here this evening, Kings get goals from Jake Muzzin, plus one from Tanner Pearson in overtime to overcome the Nashville Predators, who relied on a Ryan Ellis goal, as L.A. defeats Nashville on the road 2-1, finishing up their trip with a record of 3-3-1. Big thank you to everybody who helped put this broadcast together. And that starts with our on-site producer. Big thank you as well to Andrew Jensen. Thank you, Andrew. Big thank you as well to our in-studio producer back in Los Angeles. That's Colin Yee. And, of course, my broadcast partner, Daryl Evans, as the Los Angeles Kings claim a 2-1 overtime win over the Nashville Predators in front of 17,369 here at Bridgestone Arena. Next game coming up Tuesday night, Legends Night, honoring Mike Donnelly. Back at Staples Center, the Kings will be hosting the Calgary Flames. I have the Pizza Hut pregame show for you at 7 p.m. puck drop shortly after 7:30, as there will be the ceremony before that game. Thank you again to everybody listening in back in Los Angeles, Southern California, and beyond. Final score, Kings win 2-1. Have a great night. Bye-bye, everybody.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times, is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over. Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for three cups in 5 years on your home for Kings hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network. The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne.
Kopitar wins the draw. Muzzin pulls the trigger on a shot.
He scores!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years.
To fall into the net, shoots, scores!
Kings, Flames, Tuesday at 7 on your home for Kings hockey. 790 KABC.
King to Carter, who scores?
The home of Kings hockey.
KABC
HD
Los Angeles, a Cumulus station.